Dorian heading for the Carolinas on Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Some 3 million people remain under evacuation orders in the southeastern U.S. for what's now a Category 2 storm. Fox's Rachel Sutherland is live in Myrtle Beach.
Lisa, the center of Dorian is expected to pass right by here sometime tomorrow. The winds are up now and rain is falling, and oceanfront businesses are tying down signs and throwing down sandbags. This woman works at one of the few motels staying open near the beach.
Yeah, it feels eerie out here, doesn't it? It feels like a ghost town. It seems like everyone's preparing and getting ready for the hurricane.
Nearby Surfside Beach is under a mandatory curfew tonight at 8. Myrtle Beach could see a 7-foot storm surge. A little farther south, low-lying Charleston is bracing for 10 feet. Lisa.
Rachel, one death reported in North Carolina, two more in Florida during storm prep. Dorian's blamed for at least 7 deaths in the devastated Bahamas. A new report on mental health challenges among migrant children cites a combination of factors before and after arriving at the U.S. border. Fox's Jared Halpern is live in Washington.
The migrant children have suffered from mental health emergencies. A government watchdog reports the Inspector General for the Department of Health and Human Services describes children in mental health distress after being separated from parents in detention. A boy 7 or 8 years old believed his father had been killed. Children who cross the border either alone or with family are held in shelters run by government agencies. The IG report lays out several recommendations, including expanding access to mental health care and limiting the amount of time children spend in detention facilities. Lisa.
Thanks, Jared. Moments ago, President Trump making some remarks about Hurricane Dorian during a briefing from the acting Homeland Security Chief, the president emphasizing in part that the U.S. is sending aid to the Bahamas. America is listening to Fox News.
Summer's ending, and savings are back in business with Dell's Labor Day sale. Small businesses can save up to 40% on select business computers with Intel Core processors, plus free shipping on everything, including a wide selection of thousands of top-brand electronics. Give our specially trained small business technology advisors a call. They can help you find just the right tech to fit your business with Labor Day savings. Visit Dell.com/businessdeals or call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Starting route now. Turn right at Fortress Mountain. Turn left at Mount Hood. Head south to Moab, Utah. Continue on the Great North American Test Drive.
Run with us on a John Deere Gator XUV 835. With our quietest cab ever and optional heat and AC and a four-wheel independent suspension, it's built to run where no one else can. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Gator for more.
San Francisco's Board of Supervisors votes to declare the NRA a terrorist group.
The board adopted a resolution that calls the NRA a domestic terrorist organization, written by Supervisor Catherine Stephanie. On her website, it says she's also the spokesperson for Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. The resolution states that the NRA spreads propaganda that misinforms and deceives the public.
I mean, people are dying every day in this country. 100 people lose their lives to gun violence prevention, and doing nothing is not an option, and that's what the NRA continues to do.
The NRA calls the resolution a reckless assault on a law-abiding organization, as well as a ludicrous stunt in an effort to distract from San Francisco's real issues like homelessness, drug abuse, and skyrocketing petty crimes.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Search crews have one more body to find off the Southern California coast after the diving boat fire that remains under investigation. 33 bodies have now been recovered. Step one in the British Parliament for lawmakers who want a Brexit delay instead of risking an exit with no deal.
Another defeat in Parliament here for Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Lawmakers voting in principle to block his threat to potentially take Britain out of the EU without a withdrawal agreement.
We are making substantial progress.
Johnson insisting he wants a divorce deal in place and is working on securing one. But opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn,
these negotiations that he talks about are a sham,
saying Johnson is running down the clock before a so-called no-deal Brexit. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
Earlier, members of Johnson's Conservative Party who defected in a previous vote were kicked out of the party, including the grandson of Winston Churchill. On Wall Street, a rally continues for now. The Dow is up 218 points. Lisa Brady, this is Fox News.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible. Check it out. It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Wednesday. That means Chuck Muth Day, the president of Citizen Outreach, joining us. And Chuck, how was your holiday? How was your Labor Day?
Very uneventful. Just did the normal things. Cleaned up around the house, laid out and read some books. Nothing exciting.
Not even watch some football, watch some baseball.
Yeah, you know, I watched a little bit of my son loves the Houston Astros, so whenever the Astros are on, we got to see Verlander pitch his no-hitter the other night, but no football in that. It's preseason. I'm still not real thrilled with the NFL these days.
Nope. I understand. To me, again, it was one of the suckiest news weekends I think I've ever seen. All the news was bad. There was no good news that I could detect. We had the shootings in Midland, Odessa. We had Hurricane Dorian. Hurricane Dorian obviously is still ongoing. But the one thing I noticed is there hasn't been a lot of Trump bashing. Did you notice that it's almost like it's taken a moratorium the same way it did when George H.W. Bush died?
I did not notice it, and it may be just that I've become so used to the bashing that I've tuned it out even when it is going on for the most part. Maybe it's just the lull before the storm. No, obviously, they're not going to give up on going after President Trump. Maybe they just took the Labor Day weekend off.
Could be. What do you think of what Walmart did in the aftermath of El Paso? And the fact that now it looks like they're not going to sell handgun ammo, they're not going to sell certain caliber rifles, the 223s and weapons like that. Is this the way gun control is going to happen corporately?
Yes, it does seem that that's probably the way it's going to go. Look, I disagree with Walmart's decision, but they're a private company and they can pick and choose, what they choose to sell and what they don't sell. I think they're going to suffer some backlash from it, just as, Dick's Sporting Goods a few months ago, once they announced that they were no longer going to be selling guns and ammo, there was a tremendous backlash against Dick's Sporting Goods, and a lot of gun rights supporters and gun owners just decided to boycott Dick's Sporting Goods, not just for guns, but just not buy anything from the store. And I think Walmart's going to experience some of that as well. Again, I disagree with the decision, but they're a private company. They can choose to do that if they want.
Do you think what Walmart is doing is going to make us safer? I mean, to me, that's the bottom line. Anything we do relative to, quote, gun control has to make us safer. And if it doesn't, then why are we doing it?
Yeah, no, it absolutely won't make us safer. Criminals will continue to obtain weapons and use them for their nefarious purposes. I know the unfortunate thing about this Odessa shooting is that apparently the shooter was able to obtain his weapon from a private gun sale. We don't know all the details yet. You know, he had failed a background check and then was able to purchase it from a private party. The problem with that narrative from the gun control crowd that they will constantly overlook is that, okay, if he hadn't gotten it from a private gun sale, that doesn't mean he wouldn't have gotten the gun. These people are, some of them have very serious mental problems, and others are just criminals, and they're not going to be stopped just because you put background checks on private gun sales. All it's going to do is hurt the law-abiding gun owners.
And let me ask you, the idea of going after our ammo, because what Walmart is doing is they're no longer going to sell short-barrel rifle ammunition, including 223 and 5.56 caliber. They are also going to sell through the remaining inventory of handgun ammunition and discontinue handgun sales in Alaska, the last state where it has continued to sell handguns. What will the buying public do? Do you have a feel for folks that have licenses to carry or openly carry, whatever it might be, what do you think they'll do?
Oh, that's easy. I mean, this is supply and demand. If the demand is out there, somebody is going to provide the supply. If Walmart chooses not to supply and meet that demand, others will rise up and do so. The people, the buying public, will find alternative sources to purchase weapons and guns and ammo that they wish to purchase. It's Walmart's decision not to trade in that business, and a lot of businesses make decisions like that for a lot of different products. But just because they choose not to doesn't mean others won't, and others will, and that's where the consumer is going to go.
Is it going to be the small gun stores that we see all over Southern Nevada and around the state? I mean, is that who's going to benefit from this?
Oh, I believe so, and I hope so. I'm very, very supportive of small businesses, and I know, you know, decades ago when Walmart, entered the fray in America, you had rural communities all over the country bemoaning the fact that Walmart was coming in, taking business away from small local shops and stores. But, you know, the buying public said that's where we want to go. And this may just be a correction now, or at least in this particular product line, where people will go from the big mega stores, the Walmarts of the world, and they're going to start shopping locally at small businesses. And I think that's a good thing.
More coming up with Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. You know, for years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Well, Real Water has upped its game again, this time with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Try it with your coffee, your tea, or your juice. I like it with my juices. To learn more, just go to KevinWallRadio.com. That's my website. That's KevinWallRadio.com. Click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now. For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. To learn more, just go to my website, KevinWallRadio.com. That's KevinWallRadio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports the balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and fresh selection of classic Mexican plates.
You know, everyone in Las Vegas knows when it comes to real Mexican food, there's only one name that comes to mind. Roberto's Taco Shop. Ah, authentic family dishes prepared hot and fresh every day. Like the Chili Colorado Combo, a favorite of mine, made with chunks of savory beef, smothered in a delicious tangy red chili sauce, served with fluffy Mexican-style rice and beans, and a refreshing drink. It's magnifico. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like. Oh,
yeah. 790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's Live and Local Now. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. Chuck Booth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach. We've got, coming up on Saturday in Winnemucca, we've got an election for the state chair of the Republican Party, Michael McDonald, being challenged by Annie Black of Mesquite. And I've never seen a longer piece from you on Muth's Truths than I saw. This is like a book-length manuscript, and it begins with why I cannot support Nevada GOP Chairman Mike McDonald's reelection. Can you give us the Cliff Notes version of why? Because you and Mike, you've been, I don't know if it's friends, but you guys have been friendly over the years, have you not?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Look, we go back to 1995. He was a Metro bicycle cop running for the Las Vegas City Council. I was, at the time, the Clark County Republican Party chairman. So we've been friends and allies for, gosh, 25 years now, I guess it is. And, you know, and you won't have found a stronger supporter of Mike throughout the, you know, his tenure as chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. And what happened here, Kevin, is that over all those years, the past, you know, 7 years, there's been one guy, a consultant here in Nevada named Mike Slanker, who is just absolutely horrible, especially for conservatives, conservative Republicans. And this guy has been trying to do Mike in, tried to oust him as chairman. He bled the party dry of funds. And for whatever reasons, whatever motivations, over the past year, year and a half, this guy has somehow found his way into Chairman McDonald's inner circle, and he now has become the de facto Republican Party chairman. It's the golden rule in politics: he who has the gold makes the rules. And you know, they've certain donors have now decided that they're going to go ahead and invest in the Republican Party, but only if the party hires this guy and his, you know, some of his underlings to run the party machine. And the guy has been responsible for just horrible, horrible losses for decades now in Nevada and all across the country. And I just, the bottom line is, if you vote for Mike McDonald, you're voting for this guy, Mike Slanker. And that's not in the best interest of the Nevada Republican Party overall. And so I can't support Mike's reelection. I'm not mad at him, not, you know, angry with him. I don't dislike him. But in this case, in this election, I just can't support him this time.
What can you tell me about Annie Black? Because I always go back to the same thing. Well, if you want to fire one guy, you better have somebody better waiting in the wings. Tell me about Annie Black.
Yeah, I first got to know Annie a few years ago. She ran for the state assembly against Assemblyman John Hambrick. Hambrick, you'll recall, was the speaker of the assembly in 2015 when Republicans controlled the legislature. And even though the guy signed the taxpayer protection pledge, he turned around and voted for the largest tax increase in state history. Annie did run against John Hambrick in her first outing. She signed the taxpayer protection pledge. She's very solid as a fiscal conservative. She didn't quit after that loss. She ran last year for a seat on the Mesquite City Council. She was one of the few Republicans who actually won last year in that horrible year. And she's just fed up with what is going on with the Nevada Republican Party, believes that she can do a better job, and I believe that she can do a better job as well.
A lot of emotion on both sides of this race. It's not often that you have people buying radio ads for a state chairmanship. What is different about this race this time?
I think what's really different is that even though Michael has been challenged in the past, I don't think people perceived it as being a serious challenge where he could actually lose his chairmanship. And I think there's a little bit of panic setting in over in Chairman McDonald's camp. I think they know that Annie Black is a real threat to win this election up in Winnemucca on Saturday. And so when an election, when people feel threatened, all of a sudden things get a little bit more heated and a little bit nastier in the campaign. And that's what you're seeing right now.
Let me just ask you, whoever wins this race on Saturday for control of the Nevada Republican Party, what is the challenge that lies ahead? We're now into, you know, we've now gone past Labor Day. A lot of campaigns are firing up. How do we go about changing things, making this a red state again?
Well, one of the big things is somebody's got to come in and do something about the voter registration problem that we have. As a party, the Republicans have been doing the same thing for years upon years upon years, and we keep losing ground to the Democrats. As a matter of fact, voter registration figures were released yesterday for the month of August, and Republicans fell behind by another 1,800 votes. So you need to do something different about that. You also need to change, I hate to say this, but the Republican Party has ruined its brand with that tax increase in 2015, and you are seeing more people, and a lot who are fiscally conservative and maybe conservative overall, and a lot of them are actually even Donald Trump supporters, who just don't believe that the Republican Party in Nevada stands for anything anymore, and so they're registering as nonpartisan rather than registering as Republicans, and the real key for Republicans is to do a much better job at messaging, stick with their principles, and make sure the voters know that when they say we're going to hold the line on tax increases and spending, that we mean it.
But those nonpartisans, we get those people back, don't we, on Election Day in a general election?
Sometimes. It did not happen in 2018, for example, with the in the Dean Heller race. A lot of those nonpartisans who would normally vote Republican, even though they're registered nonpartisan, simply chose to either sit that race out, or they voted for none of the above, or they voted for a third-party candidate. So I know Republicans like to say, well, we always get the majority of the nonpartisan vote, but that's just not true. You're not going to get nonpartisans any more than you're going to get Republicans if you don't stand for something.
Want to switch directions, because right now we're still tracking a Category 2 hurricane down along our southern our southeastern United States. A lot of people are going to be judging the president on how they did in preparing. This preparation, though, am I right? This preparation has been going on for 7 or 8 days. Is it a good job so far?
Yeah, well, absolutely. And to be fair, I think that both President Trump and President Obama learned some serious lessons from the tragedy that happened with Hurricane Katrina a long time ago under President Bush. They saw the mistakes that were made, the preparations that weren't in place before a natural disaster like this occurs, and both of these, the two administrations, have been much, much better in preparing the public and taking the necessary precautions to minimize the damage that comes in from something as serious as this.
And when you compare what's going on along our southern southeast United States to that in the Bahamas, where Freeport and Nassau have just been devastated. Is there a difference in the way we do things versus the way they do it in other countries? This whole preparedness thing?
You know, I don't know. I can't say that I'm familiar with what they have in place or what they were able to do in the Bahamas. I do know that, you know, in the United States, we're blessed with a robust use of modern technologies as far as weather predictions and early warning and use of the internet to make sure that people know what's happening, and we're able to communicate, I think, probably a lot better and a lot faster than a lot of other countries are, and that may be the case in this instance.
Chuck, if folks want to find out more, if they want to read your Muth's Truths, by the way, the longest probably in history, how do they go about doing it?
They can sign up to get on the email list by going to NevadaNewsAndViews.com. That's NevadaNewsAndViews.com.
Sounds good. We'll do it again next week, my friend.
You got it. Thanks, Kevin. Take care.
Thank you so much, Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, joining us. Stick around. Coming up, Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. She'll join us by phone coming up. Jim Yoder is in the house. Our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley. He will join us, but he's going to be in studio. I love it. Back from Chicago, the Windy City. My old stomping ground of Kansas City. I just absolutely love it. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Live and local now.
Fox Business Network stocks are rebounding and are higher in afternoon trading following rallies in global markets amid easing political tensions in Hong Kong. Among the gainers today, tech, industrials, and bank stocks. And shares of Starbucks are falling after the company lowered its earnings forecast for next year. During a Goldman Sachs global conference today, the coffee giant said it expects earnings to grow less than 10% in 2020. Its previous outlook was for 13% growth. Starbucks said the change was due to two one-time items, share repurchases and tax benefits that boosted its earnings for this year. And Amazon might need to raise prices in the U.S. by about 2.1 to 2.6% on average to offset the impact of fresh tariffs slapped on various Chinese goods. This according to analysts from Bank of America, who are also estimating that online furniture retailer Wayfair will also need to hike prices by 4.6%. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster.
Hurricane Dorian has its sights set on North Carolina.
Governor Roy Cooper, the storm's expected to come close to or hit his state early Friday after coming close to South Carolina. It's skirting Florida now and then Georgia next. Governor Cooper says,
we are reporting our state's first storm-related death today. An 85-year-old man in Columbus County fell from a ladder while getting his home ready for the storm.
There are two deaths reported in Florida as well. There are rescue crews out across the Bahamas looking for anyone who needs help. A Health and Human Services Department report finds immigrant kids separated from their families at the border showed more signs of post-traumatic stress.
The report details children being victims of abuse in their home countries or watching family members raped or murdered. The watchdog report is recommending greater access to mental health care and minimizing time children remain in refugee resettlement custody.
That's Jared Halpern. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Tucker Carlson.
There's just so much barking and noise and yelling. Our role is to take three steps back and discern what really matters.
Sean Hannity.
The most important thing that we do, we are looking out for the forgotten men and women in this country.
Laura Ingraham.
They're going to get a straight shooter, no holds barred. I'm not going to cut people slack.
Fox is the one place where dissent is allowed.
We have voices. We won't be silent.
Who controls my voice? Nobody.
Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
Just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. We'll hook up with Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com in just a couple minutes. We'll find out what's going on in her world. In fact, I'm also going to ask her because she is relentless. And when it comes to things like voter integrity, she is like a junkyard dog. She is just absolutely relentless. Wayne Allen Root always talks about the power of relentless, but this is unbelievable. This hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and Las Vegas Cyclery has a wide variety of the latest e-bikes for those of you who want to ride again, but you have some physical limitations. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. I want you to hear, because this is absolutely bizarre, Whoopi Goldberg doing something that I don't think I've ever seen her do, and that is go after one of her own. Let's go to cut two. Whoopi Goldberg, as you know, Deborah Messing and others in the Hollywood elite are objecting to a fundraiser that the president's going to attend in Beverly Hills. They're very upset about it, and they want to create a blacklist is what they want, so that actors will know who they don't want to work with. But Whoopi Goldberg, to her credit, God love her, and this is cut two, was on The View yesterday criticizing Deborah Messing for even suggesting a blacklist of Trump fundraiser attendees.
Will and Grace, Deborah Messing and Eric McCormick are calling on the Hollywood Reporter to print a list of all the attendees of a Beverly Hills fundraiser for you know who, so they know who they don't want to work with. They say that the public has a right to know. Is that true? Listen, why not? Last time people did this,
yeah,
people ended up killing themselves.
Yeah.
This is not a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Listen,
your idea of who you don't want to work with is your personal business. Do not encourage people to print out lists, because the next list that comes out, your name will be on, and then people will be coming after you. No one. Nobody. We had something called the blacklist, and a lot of really good people were accused of stuff. Nobody cared whether it was true or not. They were accused,
yeah,
and they lost their right to work. You don't have the right. In this country, people can vote for who they want to. That is one of the great rights of this country. You don't have to like it, but we don't go after people because we don't like who they voted for. We don't go after them that way. We can talk about issues and stuff, but we don't print out lists. And I'm sure you guys misspoke when you said that, because it sounded like a good idea. Think about it. Read about it. Remember what the blacklist actually meant to people. And don't encourage anyone to do it. We'll be back.
Ah, there you have it. There you have it. She's right. Now that's the great thing about a free country. This is not like the old Soviet Union or a gulag where you're assigned a government job and that's your job for life. You get to choose. You get to pick and choose who you want to work for. You may like them. You may hate them. You may say, well, I need the money too much, so I'll stick with them. And that's fine. But this idea of a blacklist, everybody in Hollywood knows who the libs are and who the conservatives are. I just don't know what the answer here is. I do know it's not a blacklist. And if somebody wants, you know, this idea of if you wear a MAGA hat, all of a sudden you can be beaten up by a swarm of Antifas. I mean, that's what it is. Last time I checked, this is a free country. Freedom of association. I mean, this and we'll visit coming up next hour with Jim Yoder, and I'll ask him about this whole notion of a blacklist. That's what's so amazing about this. And it's all about we don't agree with the president of the United States. I find that, shall we say, abhorrent. It's just bizarre. By the way, did you see what the folks at Walmart have done? Walmart. This is scary, folks. Walmart, world's largest retailer. They're going to end handgun sales, discontinue sales of certain types of ammo, and ask customers respectfully to not openly carry in their stores. The CEO, Doug McMillon, in a letter to associates, says, quote, "We've also been listening to a lot of people inside and outside our company as we think about the role we can play in helping to make the country safer. It is clear to us," and again, this is Doug McMillon in a letter to associates, workers, "it is clear to us that the status quo is unacceptable. The company will no longer sell short barrel rifle ammo, including .223 and .556. They are also going to sell through the remaining inventory of handgun ammo and discontinue handgun sales in Alaska, the last state where it has continued to sell handguns." Now, if I'm a small gun store owner, I'm dancing a jig today. I'm pleased as punch to get rid of your biggest competitor for selling guns. If I were gun stores, I would be jumping all over this and ordering as many long rifles as possible. It just doesn't make any sense, though. And I always go back to this. And in fact, I'm going to open up our phone lines for just a couple minutes at 844, the number 2 Nevada. Walmart discontinuing the sales of this ammo and of handguns. Is it going to make America safer? Will we see gun deaths in Chicago go down dramatically? I just don't think we will. I have always said, and those of you that have been with us for this wonderful run of, what is it, about 9 years now, both at CBS and here, that if somebody could show me something, a piece of legislation, a regulation, if somebody could show me something that makes our community safer and can guarantee that, not just promise me that, guarantee me that, I'd look at it. You know, as long as it adheres to the Second Amendment. Yeah. But nobody's ever been able to do that. Well, we suspect that it'll bring gun deaths down. Oh, really? Will bad people still be able to get guns? Yes. Unless you confiscate every gun in America, it won't work, because the bad guys will, you know, the sick people will still get guns. We're going to take a break. When we come back, by the way, in fact, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give away some tickets. In fact, I'm going to give away a pair of tickets right now to the 5th annual Basque Fry at the Corley Ranch in Gardnerville. This is going to be so much fun. I'm going to be there broadcasting live. And it's going to be so much fun. I'm looking forward to it. It goes from 10 till 2 on Saturday, September 14th. If you can be in Gardnerville, maybe you live in Reno or Lake Tahoe or Sparks or Ely, and you can get to the Corley Ranch in Gardnerville, I've got a pair of tickets. If you're caller number three right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I've got a pair of tickets I'm going to lay on you. Now, you got to be able to get to Gardnerville and the Corley Ranch. If you can do that, be caller number 3 right now. And we'll get you a pair of tickets. Absolutely free. Again, the number 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. You want to follow me on Twitter, at Kevin Wall Radio. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We're going to talk about what Walmart did. And is it actually going to make America safer? I don't think it will. I think it's going to make business a lot better for small gun store owners. I don't think it's going to make us safer. We will get to your calls, and also we'll get a winner. Caller number 3 right now. 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232 as we continue. Live and local, now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. But boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Join Nevada Policy and the founder of Prager University, Dennis Prager, in Las Vegas on September 17th. I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy. Dennis Prager is a best-selling author, radio host, and founder of Prager University, and he'll be the keynote speaker for Nevada Policy's anniversary dinner, The Spirit of Las Vegas, on September 17th at the Venetian Resort in Las Vegas. PragerU is an online university that promotes the concepts of free markets, individual rights, and American values. With over 1 billion views on YouTube every year, PragerU teaches viewers how free markets, capitalism, and America has enriched everyone's life. So don't miss this evening with Dennis Prager as Nevada Policy celebrates 28 years of working to keep Nevada free and prosperous. Visit org/event now to reserve your seat. We'll see you on September 17th for Nevada Policy's anniversary dinner. That's nevadapolicy.org/event.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
On across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. I always love this. Yesterday on the show, who did we have on? We had on Judge Jeanine Pirro. The last time she was on the show, it was minutes after she was chased off the stage of The View. Remember that? And they said, get the F out of here, and Whoopi Goldberg went nuts. Yeah. Judge Jeanine Pirro, minutes after being on this show yesterday, went on another radio show. And generally, when you're getting somebody on the line or before you put them on the air, you may drop in on them and say, hey, how's it going? We're going to be on the air in 2 minutes or 3 minutes or 5 minutes or after the news. And you usually don't get into anything of substance. You don't want to leave the best stuff on the cutting room floor. You just don't. So it was funny that just an hour or so after, I believe Sebastian Gorka's show goes at noon our time, Pacific time. She went on that show, but got caught on a hot mic trashing Fox, admitting that she had been suspended by Fox, okay, and saying that they're just unbelievable. Listen to Judge Jeanine Pirro.
We post everything, the video on YouTube, and we're getting, you know, 250,000 views in 2 days for our biggest interviews with Jennifer and everybody. So we'd love to have you in studio.
Oh, I would love it. Let's see if they'll let me. You know, Fox reviews everything. They're unbelievable.
Yeah, but you got a window, because you've got a new book. You should have a carve-out, right?
No. They are still saying you cannot do Bill O'Reilly, you cannot do Newsmax, you cannot do... Oh, no.
Well, that's a shame.
You know what? They suspended me, and I'm not going to get fired. You know, I'm worried that suspension was the basis to tee up for
Keep doing what you do. Keep doing what you do. We are back in 90 seconds. Stand by, Jeanine. Stand by.
She's afraid it's going to tee her up for anything that she does wrong. You mean like this? Wow. And we have not heard the other shoe drop on this one. That's just bizarre. I'm going to tell you this. Fox News is not going to want their people spouting off behind their backs. And Judge Jeanine got caught doing it. I don't know what's going to happen. I really honestly do not know what's going to happen. But the one thing I do know, just looking at what Fox has done in the past, they have not... They don't like it when their employees trash them behind their backs. And this was a hot mic that just happened to be open and captured by Mediaite. That's not a good thing. This I've got to bring you. Lori Lightfoot, you know who she is? She is the mayor of Chicago. And she was on with Anderson Cooper last night. But I saw this and I thought to myself, this mayor has it all wrong. She's got a city that is essentially a killing field. Let's go to cut five. And this is Mayor Lori Lightfoot of Chicago was on with Anderson Cooper responding to a tweet by no less than Ivanka Trump, a well-meaning tweet on Chicago violence. How, you know, we talk all about what happened in El Paso and Dayton and all of that. But we've got stuff going on in our cities right now that's killing men, women, and children, and it's not good. Here was Mayor Lori Lightfoot with Anderson Cooper.
President Trump's daughter Ivanka took time to post her own thoughts on gun violence, especially in the city of Chicago. She wrote on Twitter, quote, "With 7 dead and 52 wounded near a playground in the Windy City and little national outrage or media coverage, we mustn't become numb to the violence faced by inner city communities every day." Mayor, when you saw Ivanka Trump's tweet from a family which is constantly attacking the news media as factually incorrect or fake, the amount of inaccuracies in her one tweet, it was certainly surprising how inaccurate it was. I'm wondering what exactly it was that you took issue with.
Well, first and foremost, I think if you really want to be helpful, and particularly given the platform that you're in, you actually pick up the phone and you call and you talk to us about what actually happened so we could have given her a full rundown of what the facts were. And then we have a communication about what is the best path forward. I understand that she thought she was being helpful, but her failure, or anybody on her team, to just pick up the phone and communicate with us was really disappointing.
It made it sound as if all of this occurred in one incident, in one area, in a playground.
And look, don't get me wrong, we had a tough weekend. But conflating all of that and getting the facts wrong and saying playground, which it wasn't near a playground, and suggesting that children were at risk was dangerous and unhelpful.
But if the greater truth is real, if there are kids dying, if there are families at risk, if you get a few facts wrong, what does it matter? The greater truth is that the city of Chicago, Illinois, is becoming a killing field, and it has been for several years. And Rahm Emanuel couldn't get anything done about it. And now we've got Mayor Lori Lightfoot. Turns out she sounds like Lori Lightweight, because she has not figured this thing out. Arguing about the particulars of a tweet isn't going to sell America on the notion that the city of Chicago is an okay place to live, that people there aren't living in danger every night of the week. Not just weekends, not just holidays, but every day. Thousands of people. It's incredible. And yet, the mayor sounds like she's super offended because it wasn't right near, you know, right next door to a, playground. The playground may have been down the street, but the fact is that everybody in that neighborhood was at risk. Coming up, our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley from Indian Wells, and he's going to join us in studio. I see the whites of his eyes, so I know he's here. We will rebook Megan Barr. She's been going through some home redecoration, shall we say. I think a pipe burst or something. So she's been dealing with that all morning. Can't join us today, but we'll get to her later in the week. Stick around. We got a whole bunch to do, folks. A long way to go. Also, before the end of this next hour, I'll let you hear from Alan Dershowitz and Lou Dobbs. They are fired up. We'll do that and more coming up live and local now. I'm gonna see the day, and I won't leave until I'm done.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports a balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
790 KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas.
Talk now!